Well, I'm here at the Gold Coast looking out on the racetrack. The big race day for the Magic Millions is on Saturday. And I thought while we're up here, Andrew, we'd have a chat with the Gold Coast Suns coach, Rodney Eade, in the AFL. And Rodney's online. Morning to you, mate. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you again, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. It seems an eternity since we spoke. I was at Channel 9 in Melbourne, and I think you were at the Bulldogs or something, mate. Did you ever think at that time you'd coach a Gold Coast Suns team?
No, I didn't. I must admit, this was a long time ago when we did speak. But, Suns have obviously, like the Giants, come into the competition and been up here now a couple of years. But certainly enjoying it, even though it's been a difficult couple of years, certainly enjoying being involved.
Difficult with a lot of players sort of shifting and a lot of discussions on Gary Ablett Jr. and the like. I think as a coach going into a new season, you've got to go with a lot of positive feel. How does it all set up at this stage?
Oh, you're pretty good. The last 2 years, my first year was probably a few issues we had to iron out, and last year was mainly injuries. But we think we've recruited extremely well. We had a great trade period, taking four players in from other clubs, and obviously set us up for the draft as well. So at the moment, we've only got three players in injury rehab, so we're in a lot more positive spot than we were last year. And enthusiasm's high, and training's going well at the moment.
Rodney, the team got off to a fantastic start last year, but then you had those 10 straight losses, which really destroyed the season. Have you learnt much from that sort of experience, and have you put that into practice now that the pre-season's well underway?
It was a combination. I think the main thing was able to stay positive, because having the amount of injuries we had, and the quality of players that we had, no team would have coped with it, let alone a young developing side. So I was really pleased as a club and a group that we're able to stay together pretty well. We're able to get some really positives out of the back end of the season, winning some games and pushing some high-rated teams like GWS to about 6 points. So, we've really got something out of the last half of the season. So what we learnt there, I think we can put into practice over this pre-season. But as I said, with injured players like Ablett and David Swallow coming back, plus the players from other clubs that were able to recruit, we're in a pretty positive spot at the moment.
We're talking with Rodney Eade, who's the Gold Suns coach up here on the Gold Coast, obviously in the AFL. And there's good media coverage. I mean, I'm looking at the Gold Coast Bulletin this morning, Rodney, and you've got a page story there with a photo. They give you good support here?
Oh, for sure. The Gold Coast Bulletin have been terrific, so they really do give good support. And the people do. Queensland has such a lot of big membership-driven culture, and that's in rugby league as well. It's sort of more like come up on the day, but we have got a lot of support. We do a lot of work with junior footy clubs and people in the community, so we've just got to start winning some games. I'm sure if we start winning games consistently, we'll start to get some big crowds. But at the moment, our membership's okay, but there's certainly a lot of support on the coast for us.
Rodney, we spoke about sort of, you mentioned there with recruitment and things that you're very pleased with what you did, but also to sign a player pre-Christmas, the big man, Peter Wright. I mean, that gives the club some stability going forward?
Oh, it does. And I think it's interesting, we had those two players left at the end of last year, but all our younger players, all our talented younger players want to re-sign. We had Callum Archie, and Peter Wright is obviously a big part of our future. Tuke Miller's not far away. We're working with confident Jack Martin, Stephen May. We'll probably sign them in the next month. So our markers, I suppose, and our signs that we look for are really positive at the moment. So, but as you said, Peter's an exciting player, but internally we're not putting big expectations on him yet, because it takes a long time for taller players to reach that maturity. But certainly with him supporting Tom Lynch up forward, it's a real positive for us.
Rodney, one thing I wanted to ask you, and I'm sure the listeners would love to know this as well, man management, how much of your time do you dedicate to sort of managing your players?
Oh, a fair bit of time. I mean, it's mostly about, a big percentage is the relationships and talking to the players and seeing how they're going. And the coaching is changed over the years. There's no doubt about that. You've got different type of people coming into into sport now. I suppose that's societal what we're dealing with. But and there's more issues on the side of that. You know, you read about the millennials and how they deal with being on the phone too much and developing relationships and insecurities and all range of different things. So there's it certainly keeps you on your toes. I know there's something every day that happens, but I'm really pleased now with the hard work we've put in for 2 years, the group we've got at the moment. They really are hardworking group who actually drive each other. So from that point of view, I'm really pleased.
And one final one, Gary Ablett Jr., how's he sort of, there was a lot of discussion pre-Christmas, how's he going into the 2017 season at this point?
Oh, terrific. No, his shoulder strength's coming back. He hasn't missed a session so far, and he's in a really good spot, Gary. He's really been up and about, and a smile on his face every day, which is really pleasing. But he's training really well, so we're more than hopeful. We're probably expecting really that he's going to have a really good season. So from all the indicators at the moment, it's heading the right way.
Okay, and do you see him back from the very start?
Yes. Okay. Sure. He's involved in match practice and things like that we're doing at the moment. So he's just a couple of positions you've got to put his shoulder in. He just needs a bit more strength, but that's going to come pretty quickly over the next few weeks.
Good luck with the season. Thought we'd just grab you while we're up here broadcasting from the Magic Millions. It's a great time, the Gold Coast, at any time, but we love being here with the horses and the sales and everything. But good luck with the AFL season coming up, Rodney.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it, mate. Good to talk again.
You know, good. Rodney E. joining us, the coach of the AFL Gold Coast Suns.